Welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast. I'm Manny Garavito. And now that spring break is behind us, there may be a lot of people out there that are considering making the big move to Miami. And I dedicate this video to you. Here are top 10 things you should do within the first 24 hours to survive and thrive in Miami. The reason why I suggest these things to you is because there's a certain rhythm, vibe, and unwritten rules that happen in our city. And let's just say I believe in you. And I believe that you can come to our city and actually make it out here. You see, it's all glamorous when you look online and you see the things you see on TV and in movies, but living here is a completely different thing. You may be here for a week or two on vacation or maybe to get away from the cold weather, but once you live here 365 days, 24/7, you're gonna start picking up some realities that media just won't show you. And this is the list that's gonna help you get started and hit the ground running, so you can swerve your way through all the obstacles that is Miami without having to use your turning signal. First things first, you gotta take a crash course in Spanglish. Go on YouTube, go on Urban Dictionary, talk to your Latino friend, but you must learn the essentials of this forbidden language. Now, what is Spanglish exactly? I don't know either, but for some reason, we get by. It's a combination of Spanish and English that just doesn't make sense. You can pick and choose from what words you want to use from either language, but you gotta have the timing and the dramatization correctly in order for it to be effective in our city. It's not oye, it's oye. Say bro for no reason, even if you're talking to a female. The word literally doesn't mean literally, it just means I'm trying to believe what I'm saying also. You gotta put the right emotion behind something in order to make people believe you and in order to get your message across effectively. And you also wanna order the right food with the right kind of accent, because if you order something off the menu and it doesn't have the right pronunciation, it's either not gonna get cooked well or you're gonna get a service charge that's way higher than what it should be. It's not colada, it's colada or cafecito. The thing is, colada can also be a trick because most of the people in the city just call it cafecito because it's a lot more endearing and we know exactly what you mean. It means small coffee. It gets right to the point. It's not croquettes, it's croquetas. No matter what other country calls it, no matter what other kind of croquettes you've tried, here it's croquetas. And make sure you put that emphasis in there because that shows you had a rough day and you need a quick snack. The next thing you gotta do within the next 24 hours, the second thing you've gotta do within the, second thing you have to do within the first 24 hours of moving to Miami is you gotta learn how to spot the tourists. You gotta study them. You gotta know how not to be the ops. You see, the thing is, a lot of people have moved into our city. We know what you're up to. You're coming here with your old school values and your culture and wherever you're coming from. You gotta learn to be covert. You gotta be undercover. You gotta know the kind of culture you moved into. We don't get along with people that are different from us. And if you're different, if you come off like you're from somewhere else, believe me, most of your opinions are gonna be invalid. Most of the conversations you're gonna try to embark in are gonna be boring to us. We just won't see you as someone we can get along with just because we know you recently moved here. And there's a lot of reasons to this. The first one is, you know, you're different. That's already like weird. But it's also because you're coming in here, you're coming with your political views, whatever they may be. You're coming in here, you're raising the rent. You're coming in here, you're clogging up the streets. You're coming in here, you're raising the prices. And so we put all these things and we add it to your identity as soon as we spot a tourist. So just come here like you're an undercover agent. Try not to stand out so much. It's almost as if when you go to another country, you don't go there with your gold chain out. You don't go there with your Rolex on. When you come to Miami, you don't come here with whatever culture or upbringing or values you have in your other place. You come in here and you blend in as best you can. This includes even if you moved in with someone else to our city. If that person that you're with is not acting like a Miamian or at least attempting to, you need to treat that person like a tourist as well. Even if it's your wife, you'll look at your wife and be like, oh my God, you just moved here? What's your number? 645? I don't think it's gonna work out. The next one is very interesting. You gotta find your local cafecito spot. You gotta find a ventanita or a local bakery that's going to give you the caffeine you need in order to survive in our city. There's a reason why we mix very concentrated caffeine with lots of sugar. We put so much sugar in our coffee that if you were to spill it and let it dry, the stickiness will be more effective than super glue, because we need to go out there and we need to be wired to thrive and survive in Miami. So you got to find yourself your local cafecito spot and make that your office. If you have a meeting, you go there. If you need to take a call, you go there. If you need to pick me up, you go there. If you're celebrating a birthday, you go there. That's going to be the place where you're going to go and you're going to have the caffeine shot you need in order to blend in Miami. And the best thing about having your local cafecito spot is that it allows you to acclimate on how powerful our caffeine is. You think you know coffee? Just because you went to a Starbucks and you asked for a double espresso, wait until you try the coffee here in Miami. You need to start getting your body used to that. The next thing you gotta do within the first 24 hours as soon as you move into Miami is you gotta shop for promoters. And I'm not talking about just going to some guy that says he can get you a VIP table at some random nightclub. I'm talking about really checking out all the personalities, seeing all the kinds of hookups, and seeing the kinds of people that this promoter brings out. This might take you a while. I recommend you go shopping for one for about 30 days, but you gotta start as soon as you land. Because as soon as you find this person, you stick to that promoter. There's a lot of promoters out there. There's some that are shady. There's some that are expensive. There's some that are taking advantage of you. There's some that are scammers. There's some that won't even know where the party's at, but they'll just tell you to go somewhere for the hell of it. You never know what you're going to come across. So you got to make sure that you go out shopping for a promoter as soon as you can. And once you find the right promoter, you stick with that promoter and you stay faithful to that promoter, because that promoter is going to base the relationship and how well you're going to get hooked up based on your reputation and your social points. Meaning, if you make the party lit, social points. If you bring ladies, lots of social points. If you pitch in on the bottle, extra social points. And the more you accumulate these social points, the more lit the party will be. But you gotta make sure you build that resume with that one promoter as soon as you can so you can get there. Next up, you gotta go to all the neighborhoods of Miami and you gotta pick your favorite restaurant, your favorite nightclub, and your favorite bar. That's one really good way to blend in. If someone says, hey, meet me in Brickell, what do you wanna do? You know exactly what to say. Hey, let's have dinner. I'm over in Wynwood. You know exactly what place you're gonna eat. Hey, I'm in Coral Gables. What's the best happy hour? You know exactly what the best happy hour is. You go out there and you act like you're Anthony Bourdain, like you're recording an episode for a particular neighborhood in the city of Miami. And you need to start talking to yourself and taking notes about what you drink and what you eat and what reviews you give it, as if there was an invisible camera. So take out your notepad on your phone or write it down on a cocktail napkin and just start writing all the hotspots in every particular neighborhood so that you know exactly where to go if you ever find yourself there. And for bonus points, have a go-to drink. Because if you go to a bar and it's busy and you don't know what to order immediately, that bartender's not gonna give you any attention for another hour. So you gotta get that order in as soon as possible. The next one is pretty simple, but it's easier said than done. You gotta find good insurance. And I'm not just talking about any kind of insurance. I'm talking about insurance that's gonna help you in case shit hits the fan in our city. And it will. Okay, so make sure you got health insurance, make sure you've got car collision insurance, and make sure, most importantly, you got flood insurance. You gotta insure everything in the city, and the reason why is because everything that you think might go wrong will go wrong. Worst case scenario is very plausible in the city, so make sure you're insured. If you just moved to Miami, you gotta make sure you understand the flow of Miami time. People arrive fashionably late, and it's simply because they're trying to communicate that they're doing more important things than what they committed to do. And it's not necessarily true or actually happening, but the imagination of it happening is what people are trying to communicate when they arrive late, AKA Miami time. You see, when someone makes plans in Miami and they tell you a certain time, you gotta add a good 15 to 25 plus minutes to that, because what they're gonna do is they wanna put a nice little window, a nice little cushion for them to let you know that even though they're aware that they made these plans with you, they also need to let you know that they're better than you because they were probably on a yacht. They were probably doing donuts in a car with someone else. They were probably getting some sort of action in the parking lot of a Brickell apartment building. You don't know. You don't ask questions, you just accept the fact that they're late and that's that. Asking why are you late already makes it seem as if you're not a local here. So don't even ask, don't even get upset, just act like you just arrived there at the same time, even if it means you had to wait an hour. bonus points if you do arrive somewhere early. Go wait in the parking lot just so you could show up later. Go for a walk. Grab a cafecito. Just go explore the city. Take the time to get late on purpose because it actually communicates that you know what you're doing in our city. The next thing you have to do as soon as you land in Miami within the first 24 hours is you have to throw away all the cold weather clothes that you actually flew in with. That means all your sweaters, all your hoodies, all your nice leather jackets. You got to throw them all away because if you're walking around our city and it looks like you brought that from another state, we can tell. There's a lot of people walking up and down Brickell wearing very fancy, warm clothes that we know they didn't buy in our city. Because the people in Miami, the majority, have one good sweater that they probably don't even fit in anymore. And when they check their pockets, it was like a savings account. They find $20 in there they forgot about. We don't have sweaters here. And if we do, they're all messed up and dirty. And we're not proud of our warm clothes. So go to a Goodwill. Find one good jacket, one good sweater, one good hoodie, and you're going to ride it out as long as you possibly can. Bonus, make sure you always have an umbrella and swimming clothes in the trunk of your car because you never know when it's going to start pouring out of nowhere or when there's a pool party right down the block. The next thing you have to do within the first 24 hours of coming to Miami is you got to find a good lawyer for just about everything. And I mean everything. From car crashes to people that will fight tickets, even DUIs for you. You need somebody that can fight real estate people for you. You need somebody that can defend you from scammers. You need somebody that can defend you from cryptocurrency scams. You're going to have to find someone that's going to defend you from someone that steals all your money if they claim to be an accountant. You got to find all that. You got to have an emergency list. You got to have a nice folder full of numbers of attorneys that specialize in one particular thing because you're going to need it one day. There's a reason why we have so many lawyer advertisements every time you go on the expressway. There's a reason why the jingles on our radio stations tell you to call a lawyer. We have so many lawyers in Miami, we can't even help you decide which one to choose. We got to offer you a jingle company service so you dial one number and then they randomize a bunch of lawyers depending on what you're looking for. So make sure you find a good one within the first 24 hours. It'll save you a lot of time when that situation comes around. Last but not least, you got to start a side hustle. You got to do something to get some extra income in your life, whatever it may be, whether it's selling real estate, whether it's getting into crypto, whether it's selling insurance, whether it's starting a t-shirt business. It doesn't matter. Just get into something that gives you a little bit of extra money because one source of income is not enough. I'd recommend 3 to 4 sources of income, one to pay off your bills, one to pay yourself, and the other two just in case the prices go up again because it is extremely expensive to live in this city. But if you know how to market a business, if you know how to make yourself an influencer or someone that sells Herbalife or even OnlyFans, I mean, whatever it takes, you got to come to Miami with different sources of incomes because it's not going to be easy if you just depend on a 9-to-5. So this is the last tidbit I'm going to share with you on this list because this one is probably going to be the one that's going to help you the most. You got to find a side hustle. But that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this list. I hope it doesn't come off too threatening. These are just a couple of things that you should consider doing within the first day as soon as you land in Miami so that the second day you're already considered a local. Make sure you guys follow the podcast for more episodes like this, and I'll see you on the next episode.